already settle it when I locked you in that cellar on your boat.
Hear that? She just confessed.
No.
She committed a crime.
No,
she's a criminal. We all heard it.
My mouth
that's
does
almost
not
as
work
bad
sometimes.
As being poor.
Disclaimer. We do not own or claim ownership of the Pokemon franchise and any Pokemon established in official canon. That's all owned by Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures. This is just a podcast made by four friends who love Pokemon. It's our love letter to a franchise most of us grew up with. So please go support the official release.
Previously on PKMN Legacy.
In just 2 weeks' time, the King of the Mountain Brawl tournament will be held.
You can design costumes for your friends and any other contenders who consent.
I will gladly take the job.
Madeline was trying to poach my costuming rights for this tournament.
A cassette tape definitely had my grandpa on it. I'm desperate. What do you want? Anything.
That would imply you have something worth taking.
How do you feel about tactically acquiring something from a snobby rich dude?
The fate of this device must be decided by battle.
Briarwood sends out a pair of Venditti. Your Slinkit has evolved into Krakoon. The battle has been won.
The recording device is yours.
Let's go over to Maddie. What are you doing during this week or so of preparation?
Well, so Emily and I have been searching, of course, for Trainer Swift merch. But now that has died down, did we get any merch?
I need you to make me a Insight Plus. I feel like we do alert so much. Let's do crafts.
2 out of 7.
You have a pool of 7 for that?
Damn.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to die now.
No, don't.
Okay. 2 out of 7. It seems that a lot of, can I say Swifties, or will the real Swifties get on my case?
You can just say the trainer Swifties.
Yeah, the trainer Swifties have already scoured this place high and low. You find at most a white t-shirt that has I Heart TS on it in like this bright, obstinately pink cursive handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it has faded. The struggles of trainer Swifties just trying to just tear it out of each other's hands.
Oh my gosh, they're brutal.
A force to be reckoned with. But you find what remains of the shirt.
I put it on. Did Emily get anything?
She did not.
No, I take it off and I give it to her.
No, it's fine. Would have clashed with my whole puffy jacket look anyway.
Are you sure? That was not a French accent. I forgot how to play Maddie for a second.
You've consumed your accent for power.
Oh my god. She's like, are you sure?
For real, Maddie, it's fine. And anyway, I found this cool trading card. I usually collect all the champions and put them in my little hat here. Pretty sure she counts. And she sticks the Trainer Swift trading card in the hem of her beanie.
That is so cool. You have to get that autographed by her sometime.
How dare you get my hopes up?
I don't know. This tournament's pretty big. Maybe she'll be here.
The two of you exit the Civic Center after scouring for merch. Emily turns to you.
So listen, I know you didn't get in the tournament, and honestly, that really sucks.
Yeah, it's okay.
But you want to help me train?
Sure.
Cool. I'll let you take the lead.
So she's going to train with Tater Tot. Who are you going to train with?
I am going to... Let's do Bay. We haven't trained Bay, really.
Bay pops out, the cute little...
Just a little guy.
Yeah, just a little guy.
Oh, God. He's just a baby.
Emily sends out Tater Tot. You send out Bay. Emily will follow your lead. What sort of exercise or game are you playing with Bay?
Bay doesn't really... Bay's got short little legs, right?
So stubby little guy.
Yeah, like, I don't really think running training is kind of, or like, obstacle dexterity training at this point is necessary. But I feel like Bay is so good at camouflage that maybe we play hide and seek.
Just like old times.
Yeah.
This would be dexterity plus either stealth or lore.
And the reason I'm doing this as opposed to something Bay is not as good at, because I feel like Bay is really good at hiding, but is just like maybe a little bit of a himbo. And like
a little bit of a himbo.
You know what I mean? Like would hide, but then if like could get tricked into into coming out.
Pure of heart, dumb of ass, guy.
Oh, baby. Well, I was going to say, maybe if Bay gets really good, then Maddie can also practice using her powers to find Bay.
Sure, okay. One out of two. Let me also roll for Emily, and you might get a bonus depending on her roll.
Come on, Emily.
Three out of four. So I'll say you get two training successes from this hide-and-seek game. It's not as easy for Bay because there is a lack of greenery around this dusty bowl of a city.
Is this something that Tater Tot is also partaking in?
Yeah, sure. Tater Tot tries to blend in as a blue bush.
Where's Tater Tot? You're just right there. Okay.
And then Tater Tot does not take that kindly, just stomps around. That is two successes going towards Bay, which now brings him up to a total of six training successes. I'm going to force you to use those successes now. You could either rearrange the social and physical attributes plus the skills. You could unlock a new move, or, and this I highly recommend you do, rank it up from beginner to amateur.
I can do two of those things?
Yes. Most importantly would be ranking it up, because that gives you extra points to add to the attributes rather than just swapping them out. Plus, it unlocks a whole slew of new moves.
Ooh, yeah, let's start with ranking from beginner to amateur.
So that gives you two extra points to put in the physical attributes: strength, dexterity, vitality, special, and insight. I would also give you this during your training. You are right on the money. Bay is not a fighter. You get the sense that he's built more for support.
He's a lover, not a fighter. Yeah, I think we should give Bay some vitality, so three. And then let's go for one more in special, make it four.
I would actually suggest, instead of special, put one in insight.
Okay, that was my next choice.
Not only does that increase its will points, but it also lets him know up to four moves instead of three.
Ooh, okay, well yeah, let's do that then.
Last but not least, that also gives you three more points put into your skills. The fight, survival, social type stuff.
Okay, I didn't realize there was so much that I could do. One for stealth, because we just did that. I'm between perform and evasion. What is allure good for?
Allure is used for trying to win the affection of those around it. Sort of like playing cutesy-wootsy. I don't think the moves it currently can learn really takes that into consideration in the accuracy department.
So I guess I could just do nature and evasion.
Okay, that's three out of your six. Now you can use your last 3 points to learn a new move.
See, I was looking at aromatherapy because we have nothing that heals people from status conditions aside from items on our team right now. So let's do aromatherapy.
Excellent choice. Through your hide and seek and your games, Bay is becoming more and more confident. Its regular has gone to a... Emily recalls Tater Tot.
Wouldn't really call that training, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. So what did you learn from training?
Well, Tater Tot's not really built for stealth. Probably a good thing, though. Kind of want people to, you know, see us in the ring.
Yes, that is fair. Is there anything else you want to train while we are here?
No, I'm good. It was a nice change of pace, because, you know, Dad's great and all, but... usually just me and him, ever since. It's nice to have a sister, you know?
Yeah, it's like girl time.
Girl time. So, what next?
Well, I do have to start making everyone's costumes.
Side note, Kay, am I making Emily's costume as well?
Yeah, she was there when you made the deal. She would have gladly accepted your help over Chad Wickington's. Let's cut over to your pre-production meeting.
Yeah, sure.
Again, the exact timeline of this whole week of prep is a bit wibbly-wobbly loosey-goosey, but sometime later, you head over to the Civic Center for a pre-production meeting. AJ is sitting with you.
You will be allocated the necessary resources to produce costumes for Christopher, Velma, and Emily.
Great!
The other contenders will be provided costumes through third parties like Chad Wickington's, or they can elect to use their own pending our approval.
Okay. Maddie pulls out her sketchbook and she pops it down. She like tosses it on the table and it like lands with like a nice smack. It's open on two pages that have three designs on it. And there's like a mock-up for Chris, Velma, and Emily. But Emily's is the roughest. Like, she's still kind of unsure, so she wants to like chat with Emily about that.
Who do we want to start with? Let's start with Velma.
Yeah, let's start with Velma.
Sounds good.
Okay, so here's what I've got going so far. And Maddie like motions at it. And it's sort of like this, if you could think of the most evil scientist-y kind of thing, lab coat, huge platform boots to make you like intimidating, crazy goggles with like multiple magnifying spectacles on them, hair teased to the nines, like the most mad scientist, evil scientist you can think of.
I love it.
Really?
It's so cool.
Okay, so here's where I like some of your input though. So I have this lab coat here, but I do want something underneath it as well. Like, maybe we can go with your, something like a little homage to your green coat?
Oh, what if you gave it like a metallic liner kind of thing?
See, that's what I was thinking, like a metallic, like, bodysuit.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your boots, pink.
Yes.
Like the pinks that you have on your shirt.
Yes, I am all for this.
Unless, do you want the boots to be green and the bodysuit to be pink? What do you prefer?
I think, can we flip around so the bodysuit's pink and the shoes are green?
Yeah, of course. We haven't made anything yet. This is all just concept.
Okay, so we've got the green boots, the pink bodysuit, white lab coat.
And how many inches are you comfortable with the platform heel?
Velma's just thinking because she's never worn a heel anything taller than like an inch in her life. She's like,
exactly.
On the one hand, I don't know how to walk in heels. On the other hand, I could be tall.
We can teach you how to walk in heels before the competition comes. It's fine.
Let's make them 4 inches.
4 inches, okay.
You do know there's an obstacle course portion you'll have to run.
No, but here's the thing. I will make them convertible so you can pop off the platform.
Let's do it.
Okay, great.
I'm just imagining Go-Go Gadget boots.
They're little springs in the heels.
I should patent that.
Now, regarding your dust blaster, Velma.
Yes?
What ammo does it use?
Oh, I use the dust from my dust tank.
And what is the primary purpose of this weapon? I'm assuming damage output or status afflictions?
Well, on the whole, it's mostly been used for more utility uses, but, I don't know. I actually don't know if this could inflict any damage on someone.
Then we'll need to work out a few details before we permit its use in the tournament.
Velma, why don't you make a clever plus science? Another pool of 7. Damn.
A lot of science.
Well, you gave us science and crafts, like...
Yeah, I mean...
With a 3 out of 7, the science is there. You know how to use the spores of Dustox in order to alter your device. You also know that Dustox knows how to use Dust Storm. You could convert that into a limited source of ammo for your blaster and use it to inflict the same sort of effect, a random status affliction.
Mm.
And with AJ's supervision, you can make that tournament legal.
Sounds good to me.
And let's move on to Chris.
Okay, so first things first, I wouldn't really consider myself the most fashion-forward guy. Emily can sure vouch for that.
He has copies of the same shirt and jacket.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, so I'm going to trust you on this whole thing. Trust your expertise. I'm sure whatever you're going to come up with, it's going to be great. But I do want to keep my scarf if possible.
Well, lucky for you, I do have something in mind that does include your scarf.
Oh?
But I need you to stick with me here, and also, I want you to tell me if you're not comfortable with it. No problem, okay?
Okay.
Maddie slides the sketchbook towards Chris, and you can see, like, pictures cut out of magazines of the old Team Magma uniform.
Ooh.
And Maddie's sketch is like a modified version. Well, here's what I was thinking. His hood comes down. He doesn't have to hide his face. He can be proud of who he is. Scarf, like one of those really cool belts that like flows out behind him. And then the logo, a big C on the chest. I know for the Omega ones, they had knee shorts. We're nixing that. He's going to get to be in pants. Like, really cool. Like, you know those baggy parachute pants?
80s style guy.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And it's, like, all, like, the pieces. I have pants very much like this. And actually, the top, it's going to be black top, like, underneath. But then, like, a cool, like, crop red sweater?
That's a lot of midriff you're showing, or I guess I'd be showing.
Cool. I forgot that I was explaining this as Maddie and not myself. Great, so we're going to do the midriff, if you are good with that. And then, for your scarf, there are a couple options that we could do, so let me know which one you think. We could make it as, like, a regular scarf, and you can just wear it around your neck. Or we can do it like a belt. But since we are doing the midriff, what we would probably do is have it be like a low-rise belt, so it kind of sits on your hip a little bit more. And you have like the scarf like coming out in the back. So like when the wind goes on you, it's like, whoa, you know what I mean?
I think I'd rather keep it closer to my neck and shoulders.
Okay. So what if we do something where like we have it worn a little bit tighter, like wrapped around, so that you can like put it over your mouth and your nose and look like really cool?
Well, that'd be pretty hard to breathe through, wouldn't it? I mean, this is high quality Wooloo wool.
No. Like, it would just be like there, like, could you imagine? Like, you could take it down, but if you wanted a really cool, like, pose moment, you could, like, put it up there. But again, we want to highlight you, so we won't really be hiding your face all that much. It's just more if you want to just have it there. But it'll be wrapped a little bit closer around the neck as opposed to a shawl.
Well, it sure beats the old uniform, that's for sure.
Is that something you're comfortable with?
I'll be honest with you, Maddie. It's not so much the clothes I wore that makes me hesitate. It's more the things I had to do in them.
Okay, yeah, I hear you.
But I think I can work with this. You're right. It can be sort of like a reclamation.
Yeah, I think it's something that if you're comfortable with, it would be really cool to reclaim and just kind of show the world that you are a new person. And your past does not define you,
but... Hold on, let me be clear. I don't want to tell the whole world I used to be in Magma. I'm fine with you guys knowing that because I trust you, but advertising that to thousands of people watching the tournament, that's a whole nother can of wormholes.
So let me ask you this then. Do you want it to be more like we stick with this concept, but we make it more like if you know, you know sort of thing? So like you know and we know, but like nobody else would get it. Or do you want me to do something else?
I'm just going to say, I trust you. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
AJ chimes in. If we do need an alternative, Disco Daddy seems to be trending. And she shows you a video of your gym battle at the Cortland Gym.
Oh, Disco Daddy. That's right.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I did too.
I wish I did.
Well, Chris, how about this? I will make both for you, and you can decide day of which one you want to wear.
You know what, Maddie? On second thought, I love your idea. I love the whole reclamation angle thing. It's bold. It's elegant. It's nowhere near as shiny and embarrassing. Let's just go with that.
Okay.
Emily sits back up. Okay, me now. So I was thinking something simple, sporty, athletic, easy to move around in.
Cute!
And up top, just like a headband. That way I can have my hair be all big and wild like a giant cloud or a bush.
I love that. Okay, so let me ask you this. Shorts or skirt? Or skirt, I guess.
No skirts. Either shorts or tights or hot pants.
Shorts or pants. Okay. Well, you like sporty. Do you want knee-high socks?
Yeah, that's fine. Or you can just use sports wrap around the legs and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking like the sports wrap around your hands.
Yeah, something that shows I'm not afraid to, you know, throw a punch in someone's face.
Wait, what if we give you parachute pants too, like your dad? Unless you want to be separate.
Matching daddy-daughter pants?
Yeah, I'm good. I want to do my own thing here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just a suggestion. See, we are spitballing here. Let's see then. Okay, let's do pants, kind of like athletic pants. And then we are going to do, you have your fluffy jacket, so we are going to do like...
Well, I'm good with leaving my jacket backstage. It might weigh me down on the obstacle course, you know? Just, you know, big poofy sleeves and all that.
No, right, so this is just like if you need it for like fashion and you can take it off.
Oh, you mean like for my entrance?
Yes.
Like one of those boxers who tosses their robe to the side when they enter the ring.
Yes, exactly. And then... Would you prefer the pants to be just the pants and then a top, or would you want it to be a bodysuit?
I don't think I ever wore a bodysuit before. I'm not really sure. Either one's fine, as long as I can move around in it good.
Well, either one will be easy to move around in. Velma has the bodysuit already, so let's do the pants for you. We will do... you want to be athletic. Hold on, let me look at my sketchbook ideas, called Google. So Maddie starts sketching, and she's like, okay, so you're talking about athletic wear. I think we can go with, like, an athletic athleisure sort of vibe, so that you can move, and you can also be super cute. So, color scheme, how do we feel about, like, white, maybe some orange?
I do like me some orange.
Yeah, nice and vibrant, right? And then I see that you're wearing pink already, and you have your red scarf. You like pink?
I do like me some pink.
And then... you have your red scarf, too. Do you want that in your outfit?
I'm good either way.
Because you know how you heard me talking to your dad about doing, like, a belt thing?
Ooh, a belt?
Yeah, so what if we did that? So you have these really cool off-white athletic pants, and then you've got some ankle wrap around as well. That is, like, let's see, what color do we want? Let's make that pink, the ankle wrap. And then you've got white shoes, and then on the top, you've got some sort of, like, you wear it underneath your pants, but it's going to be a leotard so that it's nice and, like, won't get in the way. The shirt won't snag on anything. It's going to be orange, and then it's going to have, like, a pink shoulder section. It's going to be a halter top, so there's not going to be any sleeves. Again, nothing to get in the way. And then it's going to be turtleneck. And then you're going to have your scarf tied around your waist, which you can remove or put on your neck if you want, but it will be flowing out like a really, really cool, like not a cape, but like a cape. You know what I mean?
Maddie, yes.
Great. And then we're going to have arm wraps, and I know you want her hair in a headband, so we will be doing the headband.
She gives you so many excited nods.
Okay, great.
As you're brainstorming, you hear, coming from down the hall,
"No, no, no, this will not stand."
Chad Wickington turns the corner with Briarwood in tow.
"How dare you try and poach my business, LeClaire?"
"There is no business for you to begin with. These are my friends. I can do whatever I want."
"I had a deal with management. I would get dibs on costuming rights for all the contenders, including your poor friends."
"Well, the management had no problem letting me design these three."
"That's three more than you deserve."
"They're not going to wear your work."
"Well, I think that's for them to decide."
"We're not wearing your work."
"Oh, you hush. You're hysterical."
"These are not your clients. These are my clients."
"I didn't pay you for your opinion, LeClaire."
"If anything, they would be paying you. I'm doing it for them for free."
"Ew, that's disgusting."
"Oh, well, sorry that I have a heart."
"You know what? I've had quite enough of your plebeian putridity. It's time we've settled this farce once and for all."
"Didn't we already settle it when I locked you in that cellar on your boat?"
"Hear that? She just confessed."
"No, no, no, I didn't."
"She committed a crime. She's a criminal. We all heard it."
"My
That's
mouth
almost
does not
as
work
bad
sometimes.
As being poor."
"You were already tied up in there."
"Oh, is that right? Well, forgive me for having trouble remembering all the exact details after choking on that Gopin sludge."
"And where were all your pretty, pretty Pokemon then?"
"They were stolen from me by those gaudy cultists."
"That's your fault."
"No, you didn't protect me like you said you would, so you're just as bad as they are."
"Level with me, Chad Wickington. Would you have protected me if the tables were turned?"
"Most certainly not."
"Yeah, exactly."
"But guess what? I have my pretty, pretty Pokemon now, and we've yet to have our exhibition match that we should have had aboard my yacht."
You really want to do this right now?"
"Of course not. Don't be stupid. You'll get your battle tomorrow at the Central Bridge at high noon."
"It's high noon."
I was trying not to say it.
"You have to. It's like, you have to."
"Okay. Well, I guess it's a good thing I didn't compete in the tournament after all. More time to whoop your booty."
"We'll see whose booty gets whooped. Come, Briarwood. We must return to the Abaday and make our plans."
Maddie's calling after them. "I thought you said it would be easy. Prepare. Are you scared?"
"I'm not scared, just terrifyingly rich."
"What does that have to do with anything?"
"Everything, but you'd be too poor to know that, wouldn't you?"
"Oh, I hate that guy. Why does he always have to do that? He is insufferable."
"He's also a moron. He neglected to determine the stakes of the battle, so even if he wins, you would still get to design your friend's costumes."
"Great. so he's just spewing doo-doo like normal. But not our Mankeys, not our circus.
Oh, hello there. Kay here, welcome to the pause menu. Hope you're enjoying the episode so far. If you'd like to support the show, we got a Patreon for that. Get rewards like your name and the end credits of the YouTube release, access to behind-the-scenes bonus tidbits, and for our ultra-baller tier patrons, get your name mentioned here by me in the pause menu. So let's do that right now, but with Chad Rickington's voice. Bamboori, Chemicat, Cinder Slime, Cybernetic Pink Eye, Danny Deathheart, Don Quixote, Doodle Boy, Javon, Jonathan Jesus Macias, Kian T, Old King Cole, Red Phoenix 2412, Renamon Music Box Brony, Trace Hartley, and Unoriginal. Thank you for giving me your money.
Seriously though, thank you for supporting the show. And if you like, we'd also appreciate a good old-fashioned word of mouth. Leave a good comment on our YouTube releases, good review wherever you find this podcast, post about the show on Blue Sky or Twitter using hashtag PKMNLegacy. Do that, we might use your name for the names of one of our NPCs. Think the only ones that apply here would be Laze Chad Wickington III, heir to the Chad Wickington fortune, named after the Lazy Shadow on Patreon, and Briarwood, named after at BriarwoodThe on Twitter. Think that about covers it. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for enjoying the show. Let's get back to it because I think I have some booty that needs whooping. I mean specifically her booty that will be whooped by yours truly. Unpause. You got roughly less than a day or so to prep for your battle against Laze Chad Wickington III, heir to the Chad Wickington fortune. Do you do anything to improve yourselves for that? Or to spy on him, or whatever.
Chad Wickington lives here?
No, it's just one of his houses.
Oh, I was like, then we will have to go visit his house. Maybe we can stop by. Maybe we can go egg his house.
If we have the time for it, do you mind if we go back to the vintage audio logs, Aris?
Yeah.
And see if there's some extra tapes?
I didn't get to see it. Maybe I'll find something, too.
Yeah.
Sure. You head into what looks like a retro vinyl record store, but instead of records, the walls are lined with, like, all these analog recording devices. Cassette tape players, tape recorders, stuff like that. Very retro, very analog, very impractical. Velma, what you looking for?
Well, I figured in the time we got, I know Velma wants to see if she can find another tape with her grandpa on it.
Insight plus alert.
Damn it.
1 out of 4.
Can I assist her in any way with my magic powers?
How?
In the archives of this vintage audio store, locating what we need.
I don't think they would.
The one time I remember!
If you can explain to me how your magic spooky powers can work on regular audio cassette technologies that do not have souls or auras or things like that.
Well, does Velma have the other tape right now?
Yes.
Can I analyze the sound waves and see if I can find any that match the same tonality of voice?
This is stupid.
He's like, God damn, I said you can certainly try. I didn't mean it.
Go ahead and roll Insight plus Channel.
2 out of 4. I was really hoping it was going to be a 4 out of 4 because it would have been so funny.
She plays the tape for you.
Okay.
So you try to focus your powers. It's a bit difficult with the background noise of him ranting about skinny jeans.
Too real, my dude. Too real.
Unfortunately, it does not seem that this device gives off any spectral signature that you could sort of ping on. No essence of the person who used it.
Okay.
As the audio ends, the clerk walks up to you guys.
Hey, I remember that. I sold that to that rich kid yesterday.
Would you happen to know the person who made this, perchance, at all?
Can I see that for a second?
Yeah.
Let's see. Kind of hard to make out, but HV. No promises, but let me check the inventory list, see if I can find a match or something.
We could have asked the register this whole time. Ugh, customer service is amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty great, right? All right, let's see. HV, HV. Well, the good news is I found a match. A couple, actually. Looks like wherever we got this from, it came with some others. Bad news is we don't got them anymore. Looks like they were all bought up a while back. Can't even tell when.
How? Do you have records of who did? Are you allowed to tell us?
Yeah, that sounds like something I'm not really supposed to do. Sorry.
Listen, and Maddie just kind of gets like, not like too close that it's uncomfortable, but just like leans on the counter and just kind of lowers her voice.
My friend here, she's trying to find her family, and those tapes are the last thing she has of said missing family. So, if you could help us out, it would be really appreciated.
Make a cool plus empathy.
1 out of 2.
Look, it's not that I don't want to help. It's just that some of these systems are ancient, and going through all the sales files from years back, it takes a while.
Well, what if in theory...
If you just so happen to decide to purchase one of our devices here, then I might just so happen to spend some time, do a bit of research, and get all butterfingery with a printout of what I find.
Do you have any recommendations, or what do you have in stock right now?
Well, if you want to go old school, we got the Audio Boy Colors here, made back before Sofco even made the Pokégears, so that's a while back.
Ooh, that could come in handy.
The tape cartridges barely hold anything, but I think they're pretty neat. Come in different colors, so that's fun.
How much does that run?
Just 100 credits.
While we do that, question... Do you happen to have anything on meteorites or strange Pokemon sightings, maybe?
We really just sell the hardware, not the content that may be on them, but I'll take a look.
Yeah, no problem. No rush.
So yeah, he gets to work. He lets you know it's going to take a couple days, maybe, to dig up all the info and for me to make it.
Yeah, we got him, Chi-Chi.
Yay!
We
weren't even supposed to come back to this store.
Chi-Chi's like, I want more.
I need that lore drop.
Any other plans before we cut over to High Noon the next day?
It's High Noon, I think.
So is it both of us fighting him, or is it just Maddie fighting him?
You don't. No, just like with the stakes of the battle, he forgot to mention that part.
Let's walk by his house. I have this fancy tape recorder now. Maybe, might come in handy.
All right, you take an evening stroll past his golden, gaudy mini manor. Gates are closed, doors are shut, windows also shut.
No sound of anyone talking inside.
You hear the very faintest murmur of conversation, but you're way too far away to make out at all what it is.
I have an idea. I pop out Bay. I'm bored, so I want to spy on him.
Just be careful of the butler. He comes in places you'd never expect.
Oh, do you have experience with that?
No, just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's that whole thing, and then the butler.
Oh, that's right.
And then the butler was, like, in the shadows.
Okay, so here's what they're going to do to make that not happen again. Maddie pops out the tape recorder and pops it in Bay's bush, so it's hiding inside, like, Bay's, like, bushy fur. Before pressing record, she goes, okay, Bay, we practiced our stealth. I want you to give your best go, but no stress. It's okay. We are just having a little bit of fun. Try to get somewhere that you can get on recording what they are saying inside, okay? And just so we don't get caught, Velma and I are going to, like, go hang out somewhere else. Not too far, but out of suspicious reach.
I need you to roll for Bay's dexterity plus stealth.
I'm gonna regret this, I already know. Can I give Bay a boost somehow?
Bay has will points.
Yeah, let's do that. I was gonna say it can't get much worse, but we could get a 0, right? Oh no, but we have a 1. 2 out of 3. That is better, and I will take that.
You leave Bay to do his snooping, and you run over across the street next to some other houses. Behind one of the fences, you can hear one of the other contenders, your boy Boyd, working out.
The himbo guy!
I wouldn't say himbo. You gotta be nice to be a himbo, and he feels more like a jerk jock.
Oh, never mind.
1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, feel the burn.
Hi!
Sup?
What's you doing?
You know, your boy's getting ready for the tournament. Getting them sweet gains.
Oh, yeah, because there is the trainer physical part, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna rock that obstacle course. Gonna be freaking sweet.
Yeah, really? What Pokemon do you fight with? What's he bringing in?
Yeah, I got my main man right here, the Duke.
And next to him, spotting him doing the weights, you see a Krokorok.
Oh my gosh. Like, is it the pre-evolution of Krokodile, right?
Pre-evolution, yeah.
Mm.
Yes, I love Krokodile. What's his name? The Duke or just Duke?
No, it's the Duke.
The Duke, okay.
Make sure you put the on the signs when you're cheering for me, okay?
Oh,
To be completely honest with you, like, I would not mind supporting you, but I do have other friends in the tournament, too.
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, dang, I didn't see it down there. Hey, look, no hard feelings if I face off against you. It's gonna be weird enough as it is when I have to pound a kid into the dirt.
Oh, no hard feelings if I happen to crush you.
How tall is this guy?
He's 6 foot something.
Maddie goes up to Velma.
I think we should add a few more inches on your heels.
Agreed. We better put some spikes at the bottom.
Oh, I like that idea.
What are you guys whispering about?
Oh, just, have you gotten to see any of your outfits for the tournament yet?
Oh yeah, it's pretty friggin' sweet. It's like what I'm wearing now, but the hat, gold trim.
Oh, that's very cool. That's also very Chad Wickington.
Yeah, that's the guy who's doing my costumes for me. Friggin' genius.
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing a couple of them as well, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like... Was that your choice to just be, like, the same with just the gold hat trim? Or was that his choice?
Yeah, that was totally his idea. I mean, he's rich, so he has to know what he's doing, right?
Maddie's just kind of laughing to herself over how, like, unoriginal Chad Wickington is.
Well, I'm very excited to see it, and provided you are not directly against my friends in different grounds, I will give you some applause.
All right, just don't get too mad if I have to wipe the mat with your little friend there.
Okay. I would not get too ahead of yourself. Do not put your poke eggs in one bat. Do not count them before Maddie, like, cannot find, like...
We'll see who'll be wiping the mat with who.
Yeah, me with you.
Good luck tomorrow! Good
and Maddie just, like, drags Velma away. Maddie's, like, cackling.
No, Velma, you don't get it. So, I didn't say break a leg. I said good luck, which actually is bad luck when it comes to shows and things. So, I wished it bad luck.
Oh, that's good. That's real
yeah.
good.
Yeah, yeah.
After a while, Bay comes back, unfollowed.
Recorder still in the fur?
Yep.
Yay.
Hi, Bay. Let's get somewhere kind of far away.
Maddie grabs the recorder and recalls Bay.
You head back to your place and you listen to the audio.
Yes, the bridge. High noon. I don't care if you're on holiday. I'm paying you very well to be there. Well, let's just say you'll find yourself personally invested in this little battle. No, I'm not paying you extra. Just be there at high noon. Yes, yes, au revoir, whatever. The nerve of some plebeians. Whatever. The look on Leclerc's face will all be worth it when she sees who she's really battling against. Oh, I'm such a clever, smart boy.
Not even him? Oh, what a cheat.
Briarwood. Draw me a bubble bath. I'm treating myself tonight.
I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear that.
I think she's recording Entia, right?
Yes, the golden rubber ducklets. I said I'm treating myself.
It trails off after a bit, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
Maddie stops the recording.
He's not even going to be the one to fight me tomorrow? What's the point?
Who knows?
Who could he have coming to fight?
Whoever it is, he's paying him, apparently.
Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't mean he's trying to fix the match as well. Let's stay on our toes and get some good rest before tomorrow.
Right.
High noon comes. You guys go to the bridge. Laze is carried in by Briarwood.
Of course.
Good afternoon, Leclerc.
Yes, good afternoon.
Ready to get this show on the road, as it were?
But of course. Who are you going to use, Chad Wickington?
Fitting choice of words. I'll be using someone you're quite familiar with. Just as soon as she gets here.
Well, everyone's here, right? We are ready to start the battle.
Don't get too hasty, Leclerc. Just wait a moment.
I don't know who else we'd be waiting for.
Wait, hold on. I am coming.
What the heck?
You hear the clanking of bracelets, necklaces, large hoop earrings as this tall, fashion-forward woman rushes in on high heels. It's your sister, Celine Leclerc.
What the heck?
Sorry I'm late. Went to the wrong bridge. Oh, you should have mentioned which one I was supposed to go to.
Celine, what are you
doing here?
Maddie! She rushes over to you. Her perfume is way overbearing. She kisses you on both cheeks. How are you doing? I have not seen you in so long.
I know. It's good to see you, too. I'm good. Everything's going well. What about you? What are you doing here?
Well, I'm on holiday. I'm going to see the tournament while I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I'm also doing some side work right now. I'm supposed to be battling someone here.
Uh-huh.
Extra spending cash. You know how it is.
What if I told you? That's it's me. You're going to fight.
Oh my god, wait a moment. Turns to Chad Wickington. You got me to fight my own sister for you?
Why did you take money from Chad Wickington?
I could use the money.
You know what he did?
What are you talking about? You were like besties.
Did I not tell you?
Was you all the roomies?
Did I not tell you? Oh gosh, no.
Tell me, what did he do? What did you do to my sister? She starts taking off her hoop earrings. Briar would protect me.
To use my final project. He stole it from me.
Oh, don't listen to her, other LeClaire. She got me kicked out of Foibay Universities with her false accusations. You know what? I think you're actually a jerk, and I'm not going to fight my sister for you, you poo-poo-spewing liar face.
Yeah, you tell him.
Fine. Then you're not getting paid. Oh, but I could really use the money, though. Oh, this is a toughie.
You know what, sis? You and me, let's spar. You make your money, I don't care. I can show you how strong I've gotten since being here.
Ooh, wait, idea. I only need to fight you to get paid. But we have a whole lot of people here, so the more the merrier.
Double battle?
Multi-battle. Me and Chad Wickington versus you and one of your other friends I haven't actually met yet.
Maddie kind of has like a little smirk on her face as she like slowly turns towards Velma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
This is so exciting. You see, Chad Wickington, you thought that this was going to scare me, but this is actually so much fun. I'm so excited. You must feel really stupid right now.
Oh, yes. How incredibly stupid of me, fighting with an actual professional Pokemon trainer on my side. Unlike you two amateurs. How embarrassing. Briarwood, referee this match.
Very good, sir. This match will follow a multi-battle format. Two Pokemon per trainer for a total of four Pokemon on each side.
Okay, sounds great. Maddie turns to Velma. What do you think you're going to use? I want to strategize a little bit.
Do you know what types your sister uses?
Well, if I recall correctly, she does have a Lapras.
Oh, look at those two mumbling over there. You don't stand a chance against us. Yes, it's going to be so sweet when my Lapras and my Delphox wipe the floor with you.
Not her just telling us.
Wait, what are you doing? Don't say that out loud. Wait, I can talk about my Lapras and Delphox.
Stomp that.
On brand. On brand, queen. Okay.
Yes, I knew she had a Lapras, but the Delphox too.
That's actually really cool. I'm so glad she has a Delphox. So she's got water and fire and, well, is Lapras water and ice?
Water and ice.
You're going to use Goony.
I could bring an assistant, but my assistant doesn't have a whole lot of training yet.
Well, you're right for the fire type. Well, you know, I could use Bay and Peppa.
I'm good with sitting this battle out, but if you need to borrow one of my Pokemon, then...
Oh, that is true. Let's see, you've got... Hold on. I'm looking up my type matchups. Victor would be good. I'll use Peppa and Bay.
And I'll use Goonie and Mafia.
Oh, you're not taking Victor?
Oh, Victor and Mafia. That's right.
Briarwood addresses you all.
Are the two teams ready to battle, Mistress LeClaire?
I think that we are.
Master Chad Wickington III, heir to the Chad Wickington fortune?
We're more ready than they are.
Very good. Let the battle begin.
Celine whips out a Pokeball.
Let's go, Brûlé!
And out pops a very smug-looking Delphox.
Brûlé. Oh, God, I love
her.
Nice. My sister's so cool.
Chad Wickington pulls out a luxury ball.
Show them what for, Furfru!
And out pops a shiny, Pharaoh-style Furfru.
Furfru!
Black fur, blue highlights.
Ooh. We're gonna start with, on my end, Peppa.
And we're gonna send out on my end, Muffin.
Okay, go ahead and roll for initiative.
Two
out of four. Yeah, we're all getting zoos.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Okay, so first up is Furfru.
Furfru, give him the old baby doll eyes.
Four out of five will land. You see it look at
Peppa.
I knew it.
With these cute, adorable little eyes. And Peppa's strength is reduced by 1 point. Okay, Peppa's turn.
Let's do Poison Fang on Furfru. 3 out of 5.
He's going to try and evade.
Of course.
He needs to get a 4 or more to evade successfully. He did not. 2 out of 4. So go ahead and roll for damage. The defense is 3.
1 out of 2.
And also, this has the chance of badly poisoning it, so go ahead and roll your 3 chance dice. No luck this time. Okay, so Peppa runs forward, sinks his fangs into the fur. 1 point of damage on it.
Great job, Peppa!
Next in the order is Mafia.
Well, we're gonna go with a little hex on Delphi.
Ooh.
3 out of 3 will hit. Roll for damage.
And what's the defense?
Defense is 5.
Ooh!
Oh. 0 out of 2. Honestly, I'm surprised you had any in the chamber at all, given the defense. What would normally be a very effective attack, you can't get that bonus unless you get 1 success. So that's going to be the minimum 1 point of damage as Mafia unleashes a burst of malevolent spectral force onto the Delphox.
That is a beefy Delphox.
Damn.
Delphox's turn. Okay, Brûlé, use Fire Pledge. And I sure hope they don't evade this.
Why are you talking so weird?
I'm going to evade.
Evade.
All right, the number to meet or beat is a 2.
Meets it, beats it?
Not for you.
What?
This would have been your second action, so yeah. You would have needed a 3 or more.
Zang.
Bad news is you guys did not evade. Good news is Furfru already used up his evade this turn. Brûlé the Delphox waves her wand around, sending sparks of flame everywhere, igniting the battlefield. Peppa only takes 1 point of damage, Mafia takes 2 points of damage, and Furfru takes 2 points of damage as the fire catches on his fur.
Oh, keep your friendly fire to yourself next time. Whoopsie doodle, my mistake. How silly of me.
I love her.
Any additional actions?
I want to try and go for a poison gas on the Furfru.
Sure, that affects all the enemies, actually.
Okay, so for both them.
Yeah, you're going to need at least 3 successes to land this.
It was worth a try.
Nothing else on my end.
At the bottom of the round, I have to roll for Fire Pledge as the fire licks at everyone's feet.
Oh, is it like rollout where it just keeps going?
More like a field effect. All right, no one takes any damage from the flames. Top of the round.
Furfru, go and headbutt that pig. And to be clear, I mean the Borglet.
3 out of 5 will land.
But what if you don't?
Are you evading or clashing?
If I evade or clash now, will that affect my turn?
Every action you take, including evading or clashing, the next action after that will take 1 additional success.
I'm not going to do anything.
Okay, you take the blow. It only hits it for the minimum 1 point of damage.
Good choice, Ariana. Ooh. Good choice.
Furfru's a fancy blad. Peppa has seen shit. Has walled in shit. He knows how to deal with shitheads like Furfru.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Peppa's turn.
We're not going to give Furfru the time of day, because we're going to hit Brûlé with a water gun. 2 out of 5.
That will land.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll for damage. Defense is still 5. No successes, so no super effective damage, but you still get the minimum 1 point of damage.
Gotcha.
Peppa shoots his water gun, Delphox waves her wand, evaporates most of it away, but some still grazes her, and gets her fur wet. Mafia's turn.
Alright, we're gonna hit that Furfru with a little bit of sap shine. Rolling.
They see me rolling. They hate it.
1 out of 3. Well, it's gonna try and evade. 0 out of 4.
Woo! Roll for damage.
Roll for damage.
Any defense?
3.
Trois.
You're just getting so good at your French, Velma.
Mafia tries to sap Furfru of its energy. That 1 point of damage reduced to 0 for not very effective.
Nuts.
If you think you can best me with whatever that weird thing is, you got another think coming.
Delphox's turn. Okay, Brûlé, let's spice things up a little more with another fire pledge.
Wait, no!
4 out of 7. You can try and dodge that.
Sure.
You need a 5 or more to evade. Nope, wasn't even in the cards with your 2 out of 4. Is Peppa trying to evade?
Oh, I'm sorry. What is he casting? Sting. What is he using?
Brulé's casting Fire Pledge.
Oh yeah, we'll try and evade.
All right, you need 5 or more.
Nope, not even possible.
Furfru cannot evade, but he can clash.
Furfru, clash that with a bite. Bite the fire, Furfru.
Furfru needs 7 or more to succeed.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You did pretty well, but 4 out of 4 is still not enough.
Another wave of the wand, everyone's blasted with fire. Mafia and Furfru take 1 point of damage each. Peppa takes no damage.
Wait, how did I get no damage? Because of my defense?
Well, it's not very effective, so it was 1 reduced to 0.
Oh, yeah, that. Wait, then how did it hit me the first time?
That was 2 reduced to 1. Bottom of the round, Fire Pledge's field effect. Peppa takes no damage. Mafia and Furfru each take 1 point of damage as the flames get a good licking. Top of the order, Furfru's turn. Chad Wickerton turns to Celine.
I swear to Arceus, if you hit me with that friendly fire again this round, I'm not going to pay you.
You cannot do that.
Thank you. Wait, you hired me to battle them. I'm battling them. It's not my fault you can't cause any damage. Fine, let's fix that then. Furfru, bite that malformed mischievous.
4 out of 5 will land for a critical hit unless you're going to evade or clash.
Evade. Or actually, no, let's clash. Let's clash.
Okay, what damaging move are you going to use? Keep in mind, type advantages do affect it.
What type is Furfru again?
Normal type.
Does it not change based on its look?
No, it's always normal type. The pharaoh type hairstyle is just like cosmetic.
Pharaoh type. Pharaoh, like a pharaoh. I thought that you were saying like F-E-R-R-O, and I was like, what is pharaoh type?
Well, like steel?
I'm with it now.
I think we'll actually evade.
Okay, you need to roll all 4 of your dice perfectly. Can she do it?
No!
1 out of 4. Want to re-roll with a will point?
Yeah, why not?
4 out of 4, you evade.
Let's go!
Yay!
Goes in for the bite. Mafia just whoop, hovers above its range and hovers back down. Brings us to Peppa.
Okay. We're going to do Poison Fang on the Furfru. No, on Brulé. Or, no, I take that all back. We're going to do Poison Gas. 3 out of 4.
And that's a support move, so they cannot evade or clash.
Yippee!
Yellow K here, recording this in the future well after season 2's over. Went back to the rulebook, checked it out. Turns out you can evade support moves, you just cannot clash them. So for the rest of the season, if you hear me making that mistake, my bad. The noxious fumes interact with the flames below, and Delphox and Furfru both get a face full of just poison gas. They are now both poisoned, and it is Mafia's turn.
We're gonna try and hit that Delphine with a shine sap. Shine sap!
Hitting the Delphox with a shine sap?
Yes.
2 out of 3, you got just enough to meet it.
Woo!
Go ahead and roll for damage. Defense is 5. I love saying that. Makes me feel so powerful. 1 out of 2. And that's a very effective hit. That's 3 points of damage that the Delphox takes.
Ooh,
you
yeah.
Drain it of its vitality and recover 1 point of health.
Sweet.
Brulé's turn. You hear Chad Wickerton grind his teeth as he slowly turns to Celine. Don't you dare do it.
Hmm? Do what?
Use Fire Pledge. Good idea, Brulé! Use Fire Pledge!
I love her. She's such a menace. Just like me.
A 1 out of 4 will hit unless you're evading or clash.
I'll try to evade.
You only need 2 successes for Peppa.
I did it!
And we will evade as well?
You cannot evade a second time. You can clash, though.
We'll try and clash then. Do it with Hex.
Special plus clash. 1 out of 5 will not be enough.
I'm nuts.
Once again, Brulé whips her wand around on the field. No damage to Peppa, 1 damage to Mafia, and it knocks out Furfru.
Oh no, I did it again, didn't I? My bad. You're doing real good, sis.
Thank you, sis.
Of course you like Claire's would be in cahoots. Sylveon, help me end this farce.
Out pops Sylveon. Of course, shiny.
Bro, mad respect for the grind set on that. Although he probably just paid somebody to find him for him.
Probably.
You were his roommate, you know for a fact.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. All right, before the top of the round, Delphox takes a tick of poison damage. Brings us to Sylveon. It is going to hold its action.
Stand by. Just checking something.
You're checking type matchups, aren't you?
Maybe.
Poison and steel.
Steel
types,
and,
that's
yeah,
what
steel
for.
And poison, yeah. Yeah, we're going to go for Poison Fang on the Sylveon.
2 out of 5. Sylveon, dodge it!
Why, because you're scared?
No, because it's filthy. Look at that thing. It's going to get all over its fur coat. 3 out of 5.
Duh!
Sylveon ribbon dances out of the way, avoiding Peppa's fangs, gives you a shit-eating smirk.
Yeah, that Sylveon does look like a little shit.
Moving on to Mafia.
We're going to try a Shine Saffron Brulee.
3 out of 3 will absolutely hit. Roll for damage.
Right.
Defense is 5. And I will say that every time. Another 1 boosted up to a 3 points of extremely effective damage.
Wow!
Brulee looks extremely displeased. Mafia absorbs 1 point of health.
You did so good, Mafia!
Delphox's turn. No use beating a dead bit. Fire Pledge. 4 out of 7 will hit. Peppa's hit for 1 point of damage, and the others are hit for 2 points of damage. Additional actions, Sylveon is going to use Copycat.
Ooh.
By which I mean it's going to use Shine Sap on Peppa. Never mind, he missed.
Yes!
Woo!
Bottom of the round, last time rolling for Fire Pledge's field effect.
I hope that you burn.
No one takes any damage.
Yay!
And finally, Delphox takes the last tick of poison damage and is done.
Yippee!
Woo!
Well, looks like I have to bring out the big guns.
You better.
Come on out, Shanti! And a big ol' Lapras takes the field.
I would know both of these Pokemon, right?
Don't know about Brulee. You know Shanti at least for sure.
Hi, Shanti!
Velma, your Lapras is a baby. This one's an adult.
Big!
Much richer skin tones, more speckles of purple diamonds on its skin, and much more narrowed eyes that show a lot of wisdom and focus. Maddie, you would know this is her ace in the hole.
Yep.
Let me add them to the initiative. They get a 0 out of 5. Sylveon is going to go for a... it's going to go for a draining kiss on Mafia.
The smooch of death.
4 out of 5 will be a critical hit to land.
The smooch of death!
We'll try clashing. We'll clash with a hex.
You would need 4 or more. It's going to be special plus clash. Will point?
No, you will. Oh, wait, I got to take away the will point from last time.
Oh, yeah, good. Thank you for being honest. I didn't even notice that.
Does that get me a will point?
No.
Chi-Chi, you're just like me for real.
No, wait, not this time.
Gonna take it like a champ, okay. 4 out of 5.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Sylveon wraps its ribbons around Mafia, drags it in, gives it a little... For once, Mafia is the one being sapped of energy, and it goes down. And Sylveon is restored up to full health. Next in the order, we got Peppa.
Okay, we're gonna go for poison gas.
2 out of 4 does it.
Yes!
You give both the Sylveon and the Lapras an expiration date. Shanti's turn.
Finally! Now that fire-spamming fox is out of the way, you can actually do some real good. Shanti, you surf. Oh, screw you!
This is my favorite thing.
3 out of 7 will land.
I cannot evade this, can I?
Sylveon's going to try and evade, though. It needed more than that. That is a full 5 out of 5 damage. With a mighty crash of water, Peppa is knocked out, and Sylveon is on its last leg.
Damn!
That does it! Sylveon, use Covet on the Lapras!
Is that loud?
I don't care, just do it!
Oh, it hit. It's a love tap, but it hits. Normally I would hit you back for that, but I don't have to.
What are you talking about?
Poison?
Yep, poison takes the rest of it out. Sylveon's down.
Yes!
No, it doesn't count. It does not count.
Wee, hush up now. I got a battle to finish for you. You can go and send out Victor and Bay.
All right.
Top of the order, we have Victor.
All right, let's see what you got, Victor. Let's give him a little karate chop.
2 out of 6 will land.
Nice.
And damage. And defense.
Defense is 4.
I'm nuts.
You do hit it
for 1 point of damage.
Slow and steady wins the race.
This Lapras has taken it like a champ. Bay's turn.
Bay is going to go for sleep powder.
Okay, I don't think we've covered this in a while, but as a reminder, unlike the video games, status effects in this game, they stack. So she could be poisoned and fall asleep. Let's see what happens.
2 out of 4 will land.
Yes.
So Bay just shakes and shimmies around, sends out a puff of drowsy little dust clouds. It is now poisoned and asleep.
All right.
Oh, I'm actually in trouble now. Where did you get so good at battling?
Thank you. I have learned so much.
Okay. Shanti, wakey, wakey.
She starts banging her little arm bangles together. And now I gotta roll insight and accumulate 5 successes in order to wake up. 2 down, 3 to go, but it is still asleep. Any additional actions?
We're gonna use focus energy.
Sure thing, roll for accuracy. You need 2 or more. 2 out of 2, that will do.
All right.
You see Victor is pumping up. He is just focused with an icy stare. Anything from Bay?
Can I do growl?
You need 2 or more. That will land.
Nice.
It lets out a cute little... Its attack is reduced.
The stacking.
Bottom of the round, Shanti takes a bit of poison damage. Top of the round, that's Victor.
All right. We're going to go in with another karate chop.
2 out of 6 will do it. It can't clash or evade while it's asleep.
All right. And it's 4, you said?
Defense is 4. Oh,
whoa!
That's a hefty 4 points of damage.
Nice.
Damn, Victor.
Shanti is teetering and about to sing out its swan song. Bay, would you like to finish the job?
Bay does not have an attack move.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, doesn't have absorb?
Oh, you're right. Absorb, yeah, you're right.
I was about to say, you really went with the support role to a T if that was the case.
I was like, I cannot do that.
2 out of 4 will land.
Yes. Let's go.
1 out of 1 boosted up to a super effective 2. Paint me a word picture.
Oh, you know what? This is in such a way, it's kind of a sweet moment. Bay shakes around. You hear like the sound of little, like, almost like bells jingling. These sparkles come and just like go all over Ashanti and just like absorb the last life out of it.
Aww.
But it's very like kind and nice and just like pretty. It's really pretty.
The Lapras gently rests its head, finally relieved of all the poison and the sleep and the growling.
Lapras is too tired. He's like, I'm out.
You have emerged from the battle victorious.
Yes!
Woo!
That was great!
Briarwood steps out.
This battle is over. The victors are Miss Madeline Leclerc and Miss Velma Vladimir.
Yes!
That's right!
Take that, Chad Wickington!
No, that doesn't count. I was teamed up with your sisterly saboteur.
She didn't sabotage anything. She was using moves that she had.
You literally bit him!
You're the only one who actually purposefully attacked her. So you sabotaged it, if anything.
No, I refuse to accept this. But I know what I can accept. My money.
Starts taking off her hoop earrings. She's rolling for tough plus intimidate.
Yeah, she is. She's definitely taller than him.
Oh, absolutely.
Only a 2 out of 5. However, Chad Wickington is a little bitch.
He's a wuss.
Briarwood, pay her.
And Briarwood hands her a small pouch worth of credits.
This isn't over, Leclerc. One day I'll get you back, and you won't have your precious sister to save you.
He starts being carried away.
You should have done that from the get-go, but you are a coward.
Can't hear you, I'm very rich.
Can't hear you, I just won.
Nah.
Nah.
Yeesh, I can't believe you're ever friends with that guy.
I know. And Maddie gives her sister a big hug.
Oh, come here, little sis.
She pulls you in tight. Maddie, you haven't seen your sister in years. Not even spoken to her.
Yeah.
And the one main thing your mind focuses on in this heartwarming reunion? She smells bad.
Hello?
Like, whatever perfume she's wearing, it's nose-scrunchingly, overbearingly nauseating to you.
Why is this important? Maddie kind of just...
Oh, wow! What are you wearing? Hmm? Your perfume? Something new?
Oh, perfume? No, it's rose and sandalwood. I usually wear this. Do you not like it anymore?
No, it's great. It's
well, you're
just...
not acting like it. Little blonde girl, you get a good whiff.
Okay.
I smell okay?
I don't smell nothing.
Wait, really? Maybe it's just the allergies. There's a lot of dust here.
It is a bit dusty, we... Oh, but it's so good to see you. I wasn't expecting to see you here.
I didn't even know you were here.
I thought you were still at university.
Well, I'm studying abroad.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was just kind of being a bit of a shut-in, just preparing for everything. So they told me I had to go experience life, you know.
Oh, that's so nice. And you've gotten into battling, too. Wait, are you here to study fashion, or did you turn trainer?
Well, kind of on accident, yes, but I'm still studying to be a fashionista. I've actually... So, wait... You're not competing in the tournament, are you?
Oh, no. I couldn't do tryouts in time. So I'm on holiday.
Oh.
Just here to enjoy this show.
Oh, right. Well, two of my friends right here, and Maddie gestures to Chris and Velma, they're competing in the tournament, and, well, actually, I did not make it past the tryouts, but that's okay, because actually...
Who do I need to talk to?
No, it's okay.
I just want to talk to them.
It's okay, it's okay.
Just to talk to them.
Honestly, I get to design their costumes because that.
Oh my God, congratulations!
I know, it's perfect!
We have got to catch up, it's been so long!
I know, we have so much to catch up on, you have no idea.
Oh, but we'll do that later. Right now, I have to go heal up my Pokemon, because I didn't expect my sister to be such an ace trainer.
Oh, well, I learned from watching the best.
Okay, kisses. Mwah, mwah. And she gives closing kisses to Chris and Velma, too. Mwah,
oh, mwah. Hi. You, too.
Okay, later.
Okay.
Bye.
It was so good to see her. That was so unexpected.
Now, Kin, what were you spelling on her?
I don't know. It just... Maybe it's just the dust or something. Maybe something got in my nose. It was also a very intense battle, and I was near Bay, who was, like, sleep powdering and stuff. Maybe there's just smells in the air.
And with that, you go to get healed up and get some rest. Because the tournament is just around the corner. New enemies to face, and possibly some old friends.
Now talk about friendly fire.
Are you trying to get us sued, Chi-Chi?
It's fine.
Whatever happened to the sensibility?
We don't got that Full House money.
Evening TV.
It's just a theme song to Full Jam.
Go to hell.